Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 8 o'clock.
It's time for more 92.9 The Game Tonight.
Let's keep it going now.
On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Hour number two of the program tonight here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. A big thanks to our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter for stopping by, talking some Falcons draft. And we're talking Falcons tonight with you. Not about the draft, because I spent not one, not two, but three whole days, again, going round and round and round and round and round with our buddy Carl Dukes. You guys, if you were listening at any point, know how I feel. Didn't love the Penix pick, to put it politely, but today is a new dawn, a new day. We got to move past it. We got to start talking about what this team can be. So the question tonight, and I see the lines are full, so I will waste no time at 404-726-0929. Pretty simple. Vegas put the number out. The number, it's 9.5. Do you think after free agency, after the draft, everything that the Falcons have done, that they are a 10-win or more team? Also put out a poll on my Twitter, at C Thomas Radio, at Oren Romaine as well. Give us a follow to chat about the Atlanta Falcons and go vote. It's pretty simple. Over, under, 10 wins for the Atlanta Falcons. All right, here we go. 404-726-0929. Brian, you're up first. 404-726-0929. Mr. Jones, you can go ahead.
What's up, Turtle Man? Hey, man, I've been listening to you. And you know when I call in, y'all don't like it. But you've been saying everything I've been saying. You've been saying everything I've been saying. You know I got the under on that, right? You know I got the under. But it's just funny, you know, when you listen to my boy, Turtle, you my boy now, Turtle. I'm rooting for you, Turtle, because you feel like I feel. You understand me? So I'm proud of you for coming on around. You know what I'm saying? Keep me under now. Keep me under now, Turtle. And I hope you keep the same energy, because you know what we know. Okay? So
okay.
I'm riding with you on this one. All right. Usually, you know, when I call in, y'all don't like to hear me talk because I'm always talking down. But when my boy Toto agreed with me, you know what I'm saying? Hey, and when they drafted Aurora, you know what I sounded like? Scooby-Doo.
Exactly.
Who was that?
That's right. No, I appreciate you, Mr. Jones. Hey, Oren, that's pretty simple, right? All I got to do is agree with you, and then you'll like me. Is that how life works? That's pretty much how life works, right? Just agree with me, and then I'll like you. But I appreciate it, Mr. Jones. I'm glad I was able to win you over. 404-726-0929. Justin, you're up next.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Justin?
Not much. Yeah, I got the under this year because Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins, and he's proven he's pretty much a 500 quarterback, so... How could I expect too much?
Well,
more than
not
that?
In the regular season, he's not.
Well, his career record is what, 78? He's like a couple games over 500. 78 and 72 losses, I believe.
Yeah, but you got to look at who he's been as a player. Have you seen his stats the last 5 years? Though he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
But that's like Trae Young. You might as well say the same
thing
with Trae Young.
I get it, but the point is that he's supposedly on a better team now to allow him to use those talents to actually get the wins.
Hey, I hope you're right, but we don't have Justin Jefferson, T.J. Hockenson, Jordan Addison. They had a decent defense. I'm not so sure our team is better.
All right, Justin, I appreciate it, man. Hey, listen, if you're going to keep it real, keep it real. We keep it a buck on this show. There's no problem with that. 404-726-0929. Listen, for all of my you guys like to call me negative Ned-isms over the past 3 days with Carl, I still think the team is going to win 10 games because I still think they're good enough. I just think they could have put themselves over the top if they made different picks at different positions. That's where I'm at with it. 404-726-0929. Matt is up next. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, I'm definitely going to say I'm definitely going to go with the over, and that's simply because of the Kirk Cousins signing. Once we sign him, that easily made us a better team. If you saw us play last year, our quarterback play was terrible. Kirk Cousins, by default, puts us at minimum 10 wins. But I do want to say one more thing before I get off. And I think a lot of people forget about how the team played last year. And if you can remember, our defense actually kept us in majority of our games last year. They gave us a chance to win. Our offense couldn't score. We turned the ball over countless of times. So I think we're pretty used to our defenses, you know, like being bad over the years. So that's kind of just how we wrap our head around.
Right, but the hope is you get better, though, right? Not that you become accustomed to stinking. I would hope not.
I understand it. Yes, I mean, I hear you. But I'm just saying our defense did keep us in games last year. I think offense was more of a problem with defense, but that's just how I look at it.
No, I appreciate the phone call. Listen, the offense, I think I heard Fricky say they averaged 19 points a game last year. It's not good enough, man. It's not even close. But you would think by bringing in Kirk Cousins that solves that problem. As far as the defense, that's where the concern comes in, right? Because you got to think now, did they do enough in order to not have what happened last year happen again? And that's the question. And that's why I think 9.5 is a pretty good number. Just good enough. 404-726-0929. Michael's in the game. Michael.
Definitely I'm taking the over. Much more than 10. I'm hoping around 11 or 12. But it comes with some ifs. If we can teach our defense how to actually tackle people as opposed to arm tackle or missing tackles and letting them gain a lot more yards, we certainly need to cut down on penalties. And I agree with the last caller about the turnovers. We had way too many of them, but that could have been because Ritter was our quarterback. Cousins, we have a better quarterback than last year. We certainly have a better coach, better offensive coordinator. And with all that being less than good last year, we still won 7. We should win the NFC South and go deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, man, appreciate the phone call and appreciate the positivity. I tend to agree with almost everything you said. I just hope that the defense is able to hold up. That's the problem, right? If you don't give away all those game-crushing plays, you'll be in good shape. But I got to see it to believe it sort of a thing, right? That's where we're at tonight. That's why I'm asking the question is, do you put the trust that Terry and his staff pick the right guys? The grocery shopping, did they pick out the right goods? 404-726-0929. Ron is up next. Ron, go ahead.
I'm going to say over 10 wins. And reason why, last year under Mike Smith, we kicked field goals, critical situations in fourth down, 3 yards. We didn't have a clue on what play we was going to run it. Defense-wise, I think it's going to be like 2016 when we went to the Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins. We was in the league in most of those games, so our defense had time to put their ears back and rush the quarterback. And we were scoring touchdowns instead of kicking field goals, and that's why we lost games last year in critical situations. Our coaching is going to be better, for one thing, because Raheem is not going to stand for all these mistakes that Richie Grant was making last year under Mike Smith. He's going to have him on the bench if he keeps messing up when they call these plays. He's not.
Yeah, Ron. No, listen, hey, man, I appreciate the phone call. Just got to let you run because we got a bunch of other guys on the line. Oren didn't realize that Smitty came back, huh? I didn't know. Yeah. All right. 404-726-0929. I'm just kidding, Ron. Appreciate the phone call. He obviously meant Coach Art. We know what he meant. All right, my guy, the other turtle, you're on the line. 404-726-0929. Turtle, turtle. Go ahead.
CC, what's going on, bro?
What up, man?
Man, I'm just calling. I'm thinking, I'm not for sure we're going over 9.5. I'm thinking 13 wins.
13? Man, yeah, you know who you got to face the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Eagles. You got some tough games in there, man.
Not really worried about them. You know, I think we really one of the best teams in the NFC. You know, if you just look at everything, I don't think everybody. It's last year was last year. This is a new year. But I have a question though.
Yes, sir.
A couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think at some time during the season, Bijan will return kicks?
No.
And the second question is, do you think at some point in the season that the Falcons will try to use Penix as like the short yardage or 2-point conversion type packages? You know what I mean? Or like some RPO.
Yeah,
packages.
Like what Cam used to do. No, I appreciate the phone call, Turtle. Thanks for checking in. 404-726-0929. Bijan, in my opinion, is too valuable to use in the return game. I wouldn't if I was them. I mean, I guess anything's possible, but and then Michael Penix, I mean, I guess maybe Kirk Cousins isn't exactly, you know, a bowling ball back there. But at the same time, again, do you want to risk putting him in, you know, situations with given his injury history? You know, he's got a knee that had multiple surgeries on it. I don't know if I want him down at the goal line, you know, trying to pull his best Cam Newton impression out there. So, yeah, I don't know. I would honestly, Turtle, I would lean towards no on both. That's where I think right now. 404-726-0929. Bobby, you're in the game. Bobby, go ahead. You know what, Bobby? We don't allow that type of negativity on the show, Oren, so that's exactly why Bobby got that treatment. Bobby, get out of here. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Curtis. Curtis. Oh, no. 404-726-0929. They've been lost in the ether. That's all right, because we got more people calling in. 404-726-0929. Let's make it a 3-for-3 here. Jamal, you're in the game. Go ahead.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
All I want to say is I'm going to agree with the last caller. I think we're going to get 13. Only because if you look at it, the Falcons are number 23 in time of possession of the ball.
Okay.
Our defense was worn out.
Yes.
Because of our offense.
They were.
We don't have a good skewer view of our defense because we haven't gotten them to see with a proper offense.
No, that's
all we got to see be worn out over and over and over again. And we're judging them for being worn out and having to do more than 22 other defenses.
No, Jamal, it's a good point, and I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate you bringing the hard facts. I love it. I love it when you bring the numbers at 404-726-0929 because that's what you got to look at. Chicken or the egg, right? Was the defense really bad or was the offense bad and that made the defense worse because of what Jamal just said? Because they were left on the field and they were huffing and puffing in the fourth quarter and then gave up game-winning drives. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in one or two more before the break here. Great job, by the way, on the phone. These phones are, you guys are jamming right now. I love it. I'll take as many phones. If you keep calling, again, it's like the night of when they announced the Kirk Cousins signing and I did a little bonus show. If you guys keep calling, I'll keep taking them, man. I got a rundown, but that doesn't matter to me. I'll rip that thing up. If you guys are this passionate about the Falcons, I'm here for you. 404-726-0929. Nigel's up next. Nigel.
Hey, Terrell Oren, thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to get on for a quick second.
Yes, sir.
Two things real quick. The thing that I don't think anyone has discussed since this whole draft went down, we've got, and I'm an eternal optimist. I'm thinking at least 11 wins, okay? So I'm on the side where we're going over. But we've got two coordinators that has never had experience on the NFL level. Now, Jimmy Lake was a great defensive coordinator in college.
Yes.
Zach Robinson, question mark. So those are the two things I think we need to chew on and think about, because we've got two coordinators, offensive coordinator Zach Robinson and defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake, with no NFL experience. In
and on top of that,
and
Nigel, appreciate it. And on top of that, Nigel, Raheem Morris, I mean, he has some experience coaching in the NFL, but he's not exactly Andy Reid when it comes to been there, done that, and everything. All right, one more real quick before the break. Appreciate you, Nigel. Let's go to Dre. Finish us off, Dre. Go ahead.
Hey, I have the over. I don't know. Just at first when we signed Kirk, I wasn't quite for it because I didn't trust that he would remain healthy. But now that we have Penix, somebody just in case if he goes down, pretty much he can take over. I'm not saying he's going to take us to the championship, but you know, I actually feel quite confident that we have like two great players to actually deliver the ball to our receivers.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dre. And Carl Dukes is somewhere smiling right now, agreeing with your every sentiment. And so is Terry Fontenot, because you just described exactly why they took Michael Penix Jr. when they signed Kirk Cousins to $100 million guaranteed. All right, when we get back, man, these NBA playoffs have been phenomenal. Let's talk with our buddy Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times, talk some playoffs, and what the heck are the Hawks going to do this offseason? We'll get with him, and then it's right back to you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. We'll take more phone calls, 404-726-0929. The question tonight is a simple one. After the draft, after seeing everything they did in free agency, over under 9.5 wins for the Atlanta Falcons, will they get to double digits? Back with you in five. At 404-726-0929, we'll take more later in the show. And everyone who's voted on the poll at C Thomas Radio as well. And follow Oren at Oren Romaine. Back to more Falcons talk coming up. But right now, we got to talk some hoops as we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Welcome in our buddy Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times. Terrell, before we get into the actual games and looking like Indy's going to put away a hobbled Bucks squad tonight, do you think LeBron James has played his last game as a Laker?
Good evening. Thank you for having me. I do not think he's played his last game as a Laker. I do think it'll be a very interesting offseason, not only in the NBA, but for LeBron James. But no, I do not think he's played his last game as a Laker.
All right. So when it comes to the series that are going on right now, it looks like the Pacers, as I said, are going to take their turn here and put away the Bucks with no Giannis. Dame came back, but looks like it's not enough. Do you think that series would have been different with a healthy Giannis?
Yeah, I do slightly. I think maybe we would have got a 7-game series, but I think what a lot of NBA fans have overlooked this season, it's kind of seemed, even with a healthy Bucks roster, that Indiana has had Milwaukee's number all season long. It seems like they've been growing a budding rivalry out there in the Midwest, and it seems like the young Pacers have had the Bucks number. So I think it may have been slightly different had Giannis been out there, had Dame been 100%. But I think this actually, I don't want to say this is the best we'll see Indiana, but I think this is their time. I think they're transcending to be one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. So I think the results would have still been the same, just maybe a 7-game series.
All eyes on Philadelphia tonight, the game of the night. 9 o'clock tip. I know, Terrell, a lot of my buddies back home in New York are being and moaning because they're going to have to stay up till almost midnight to finish this game tonight. But how do you see this one going after Tyrese Maxey exploded for 46 in the last one?
Well, you know, it's really been hard not to be a homer and, you know, cheer on the 76ers. But I've enjoyed the series thus far. Two amazing fan bases, two great teams who are looking to rejuvenate what they've had as far as success goes in the postseason. The Knicks haven't had much success as of recently, and neither has the Sixers. They haven't been out of the second round under their tenure with Joel Embiid. But I think we're going 7 games. I think tonight's crowd will be a very ruckus crowd in Philadelphia. They've been petitioning to keep Knicks fans out of Wells Fargo Center tonight. And as you mentioned, it's a late tip tonight, 9 o'clock, very late for a Philadelphia or East Coast tip, mind you. So I think the crowd may have been drinking early, and it'll be a fun environment tonight. But I think we'll go 7, and it'll be back in the Garden this weekend.
Even without Julius Randle, if the Knicks lose the series, is that a disappointment?
You know, I honestly would have to say no, and I would have to tip my hat to Coach Tibbs, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart. I've been honestly very impressed with how they've continued to prevail ever since Julius Randle went down. Now, I don't know what that'll mean for the Knicks in the future, where they look to possibly trade Randle, seeing as though they've had success with Brunson and the cast that they have right now. I don't think that Knicks fans or Knicks brass will look at it as a successful season, because I know they want so much more But I don't want to say I thought their season was over once Julius Randle went down, but I am very surprised in the amount of success in which they've had without him. So it's kind of one of those things where glass half full. It'll be a success in my eyes as an NBA fan, but if I'm a Knicks fan, it's still a failure because it's not the ultimate goal in a championship.
Talking all things NBA and Hawks with our buddy Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas with you until 10 o'clock. I don't know if you'll agree with this sentiment, and I promise everybody in Atlanta, it's not because I'm from there. Don't blame me. Don't hit me up on Twitter and start yelling at me. But, Terrell, I really do think the NBA is better when the Knicks are good because you got to see it even when the Hawks played them a couple of years ago, the intensity of that rivalry now. They have a whole new thing with the bleep Trae Young chance.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to agree with you, again, as being an East Coast native. The NBA is a lot better when the Knicks are good. And I feel that same way about the Sixers. When the Sixers are prevailing, it's a better thing. But, I mean, it's magic in Madison Square Garden. We've heard about it for years. And that's whether you're a Knicks player or a Knicks opponent. Just so much great history has happened in the NBA, whether it be Jordan having great games, Reggie Miller having great games, Trae Young having great games, and as of recently, Tyrese Maxey having a great game. It's just a different environment. You know, they call it the Mecca for a reason. So I think some new cats may not really understand just the tradition that comes along with playing in the Garden, but I have to agree with you. The NBA is a much better place when the Knicks are winning. So it is a great thing to see this series going, how it's going. And that's why I do hope we get 7 games out of it so we can get back to the Garden and have an epic Game 7.
Looks like the Mavs should be able to put away the Clippers without Kawhi. Do the Mavs have enough outside of their top two in Luka and Kyrie to make a real run?
I don't think they have enough to make a real run in the West. Just the rest is so stacked, as we've seen. But, I mean, you don't need much more when you have Luka and Kyrie performing the way that they're performing. You just need the role players to do what they do. I think if Tim Hardaway Jr. can find a way to get healthy and get into the lineup, get into the rotation this postseason, that'll help them. That's somewhere between 11 to 18 points a night. That could definitely help them. The other guys are just that, role players, and they're doing what they need to do. They're playing their role. So I don't know necessarily, once again, if they have what it takes to go all the way, but they would face Oklahoma City in the next round, and I definitely think they could give them a run for their money.
If you could only pick one right now and you had to ride with them, the two young bucks in the West, the Minnesota Timberwolves or the Oklahoma City Thunder, which one would you put your money on?
Oh, man, easy one. I'm going with Anthony Edwards. I love Anthony Edwards and all he's been, you know, showing improvement so far in his young career. For me, it's easily Anthony Edwards. I like what they're doing in OKC, a lot of young talent there, but I love the dog that Anthony Edwards is, and I love the supporting cast that's around him as well. So it would easily be the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you there. When it comes to teams that have legit title shots, as we're talking to our buddy Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, without Porzingis, do the Celtics still have a chance against, let's say, if the Nuggets make it back?
Yeah, I don't think they have a chance against someone like the Nuggets. The Nuggets just seem to be right now a very well-oiled machine. And I think that I feel like a lot of people are kind of high on Boston right now because of what we've seen against the depleted Miami Heat team. But for me, I haven't seen the Boston team that I've seen that had went to the finals a few years ago. So I honestly don't think they have enough right now without Porzingis to actually knock off a team like Denver.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I think Denver's going to be hoisting up back-to-back this year. A couple of franchises that are not in the playoffs that I wanted to touch on. First, let's start with the team you just mentioned, Miami, who's been a thorn in the side of the Hawks and everybody else, despite maybe a couple of play-in wins here or there. It looks like that sort of era with Jimmy Butler and everybody else might be coming to an end. Do you think that team is headed more towards a rebuild or a restructure?
I think more so a restructure. I'm not one to ever count out Coach Spo. I think he's one of the greatest coaches that, honestly, the game has ever seen, and definitely one of the greatest coaches in the game currently. I think they still have a lot of young talent when you look at Hero, when you look at Duncan Robinson, when you look at Bam. Outside of Jimmy Butler, they don't have too many older players actually on their lineup right now. So I think it will be more of a restructure, especially the way the Southeast Conference looks, or Southeast Division looks, rather, with our Hawks and our Hornets and such. So I think more of a rebuild, restructure, versus a rebuild.
Similar question when it comes to Golden State out West. Where do you see them this time next year?
Ooh, great question. I certainly see them in the playoffs next year. I don't see them in any play-in. I think they'll look to make a splash this offseason. I think they pretty much know the days of Klay and Steph Curry are coming to an end, but they have some young guys out there who can actually get the job done as well. Western Conference, is, as we see, is a lot of the young cats right now, the young dogs that are really getting it done. So I think they'll look more to rebuild, maybe get one veteran player, one younger player who can kind of assist Steph Curry as far as scoring is concerned. But I expect to see them back in the playoffs. I don't know if their championship window is still open, but I definitely think as long as Steph is out there, there'll certainly be a threat to possibly win one.
All right, last one before we get to a couple of Hawks questions here. What the heck do the Phoenix Suns do, Terrell?
Whew, another great question. I think KD's out of there. I really think KD's out of there. Where he ends up, I don't know. I really think he should have never left Golden State. I think he let the media and fans kind of get to him. I think he had a perfect situation there to stay there, win some championships, and let history do its thing. I've been hearing a lot of things about KD. Does he go back to Golden State? Does he go to Oklahoma City? I think he's out of there, and I don't know if there's any truth. We've been hearing rumors via Stephen A. Smith that Devin Booker wants to leave, so it could be very frightening for Phoenix if they're looking to rebuild and two of their stars who are there right now aren't there. So it's a when I look at the Suns, I never thought that roster was really going to make any noise because their big three needed to do so much. The complete roster and the bench was kind of whack. They didn't really have any bench players. They gave up so much to get Bradley Beal and to get Kevin Durant. And they never really made any big splash moves or any moves before the trade deadline. So I wasn't surprised that they were out in the first round. I was slightly surprised that they were swept. But it can be a complete new rebuild for them, new coach and new stars, when we look at the beginning of the 2024-25 NBA season.
Yeah, Stephen A. reporting, if you guys missed it, as we're wrapping up our conversation here with Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Potential backcourt of Devin Booker and Jalen Brunson. I mean, sheesh. That would be that they would do some damage there. All right, with our Hawks, Terrell, what do you think is going to be the first domino to fall in the offseason?
Well, they got to figure out what they're going to do with Trey and DeJounte. And I think we'll hear all types of scenarios and trade rumors before the NBA draft and even after the draft. I'm one that really believes that the two can find a way to get it together. But I think we'll hear all type of noise about Trey Young possibly going to the Lakers or going to the Spurs or the same for DeJounte. I think they need to find a way to get another scorer here. Now, I have heard some whispers, and, of course, Hawks fans wishing on the star that maybe Kevin Durant will land here or something like that. I can see maybe a DeMar DeRozan or someone landing here. They need some stars, and they need to find a way to stay healthy because they have a pretty tight lineup when you look at Double O, when you look at Jalen. They'll have some young guys coming back, but it'll be more so what happens in that backcourt, and are they able to add another scorer to really make some noise in the Eastern Conference.
All right, last one before I let you go. Do you think they make their pick this year in the first round, or is it part of a deal?
I think it'll end up being part of a deal. I don't think that there will be any talent out there to really draw the Hawks to make a pick, so I think it will be part of a deal for them to get a veteran player here to kind of assist Trey and DeJounte, and I think they'll give it one more go, at least to the trade deadline of the 2024-25 season, to see how things can really spawn off.
All right, Terrell, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the game tonight. I can't say I'm rooting for you, but I'll be watching.
Thank you for everything. Enjoy talking with your man. Go Sixers. Hope to talk to you soon.
All right, that is our buddy Terrell Thomas there. Check him out, these Urban Times, dishing it on the NBA playoffs and the Hawks as well. When we get back, you know what time it is. If I'm on the air, I'm doing it. It's a producer six-pack with my man Big O. If you never heard me before, I'm Chris Thomas. Hi, nice to talk with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Producer six-pack, what is it? 4 sports questions of any kind, and then 2 wildcard questions. Could be about anything. What did I have for lunch today? What was the last movie I saw? Maybe a question about that dating life y'all had so much fun mocking me about. Don't go anywhere. Back in 5. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Keeping those vibes going on a Thursday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oren, before we get to a six-pack, Chris Thomas with you till 10 o'clock. remember that story that Carl Dukes told the other day about tipping and how the gratuity was automatically added to his bill?
Yeah, based on the amount he spent.
Yeah, so I just saw another thing along the same lines that equally grinded my gears. So Jimmy Traina, who is a sports
SI,
media,
right?
Yeah, sports media reporter, posted a picture of a bill he got from a diner in Connecticut. Now, the number wasn't big, but they added something to his bill, Oren, that I've never seen before, and that is a cleaning fee to the bill. It was like $1.50.
There's something extra that's being done to the table outside of just...
like a sanitization fee.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that? Is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
That is that's extravagant, if you ask me. Yes, and it's only
so,
one. Yeah.
So if your restaurant's open from, I don't know, 10 a.m. until 9 p.m., and you're charging $1.50 to every table for a cleaning fee, that's not nothing. You know what I mean?
That adds up.
It's got to be a couple of $100 by the end of the day, you know, for every table if you're adding that tax. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Here's the deal. Just transparency. If there are fees that are going to be in your check, fees that happen with your meal, just be upfront about it. Like, don't put it in a bill afterwards. Or don't put it in a bill and that's the problem I have. Like, if I go to a restaurant and I know they have a $1.50 added to the bill because of a cleaning bill, if I want to eat there, I'll eat there. Like that won't dissuade me from going to that restaurant. But don't let me check out a receipt and then see 18 different charges that I wasn't aware of beforehand.
Like, pre-service tax, service tax, post-service tax. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
I'm a service industry veteran. I understand the struggles that servers, bartenders, front of the house, back of the house, bussers, food runners, expo, I understand the struggles that all of them have. But the restaurants, I feel, need to do a better job of just communicating with the patrons. Like, hey, we want to make sure our folks here are taken care of, so we've added some things to the bill. All right, cool. If I know that going in, I'll do what I can.
Next up will be a bill for tap water. That's coming up next.
Oh, no.
All right, let's get to a six-pack.
Six questions, six chances to produce greatness. It's time for the Producer Six-Pack on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All righty, sir. We just had Terrell Thomas on. Dishing on the NBA playoffs. He's going to go up there and watch Philly and New York tonight. We got Indiana is beginning not just to pull away, but pull away handily in this Game 6 matchup, up 3-2 in that series versus Milwaukee. Let me ask you this question, sir. Question number one. After seeing the first round games we've had so far, has your NBA Finals prediction and NBA champion prediction changed at all?
No, but kudos to the two teams that I asked Terrell Thomas about, being the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder. What's the Sam and Greg feature called? They got next. Yeah, well, those two teams have next in the NBA in the Western Conference to replace the likes of your Phoenixes and your Golden States. But sadly, no, Boston, with or without Porzingis and the Nuggets, I still feel will be there at the end of the season. What about you?
Danny Green was on yesterday with us, and Danny had a really good point about being in the bubble and playing Denver in the bubble and how they were able to defeat Denver, and it was just throwing tons and tons of big bodies at Joker. So JaVale McGee, Anthony Davis.
Oh,
Dwight
the JaVale
Howard.
McGee minutes.
Yeah,
oh.
those infamous JaVale. Hey, JaVale, you got 6 fouls, buddy. Use them expeditiously, please. You need to have more fouls than points at the end of this game, basically. But I feel like Minnesota, if there was a team in the NBA that would be able to throw the most big bodies at Joker, it's Karl-Anthony Towns, it's Rudy Gobert, it's Naz Reid. Like, they have a host of guys who are 6'10" and taller, and that's 18 fouls you have to use against Joker playing him, too. So,
That's true.
And you talked about, too, the fact that with that size, you can neutralize guys like Joker. You can neutralize guys like Aaron Gordon. And you kind of maybe make Denver one-dimensional. So I'm not saying that Minnesota is the team to upend Denver, but I'm saying that if there was a team in the West I feel could upend Denver, I think it could be Minnesota. And just the fact, too, that Anthony Davis right now is playing. There are two guys right now. Anthony Edwards. There are two guys right now in the Western Conference
Street
playoffs
clothes.
Who are playing just out of their freaking mind right now. One of them is Luka, and the other is Anthony Edwards. And if Ant can continue to be that dog he was in that Phoenix series, it's going to make them really, really tough because he just adds – it's just not the scoring. It's the – like that dunk he had – that dunk he had in
emphatically throws it down.
Game 5. Like that was a put away basket. And that's the basket he chose to, like, could have been a pull up jumper. Could have been a layup. Like, no. I'm a dunk on whoever is under the basket right now, and that includes KD, who he calls like his personal basketball hero.
Yeah.
We wanted he wanted everything to do with that dunk. He wanted nothing less in the series than to send his personal basketball hero home. That's a level of like just killer on the basketball court that I can respect.
The only X factor is playoff Jamal. Because he that could just go true. Off for 44.
Yeah, playoff Jamal. Well, we talk about playoff Jimmy, but playoff Jamal is it's different, man. Different.
Hits different, as the it kids like different. To say.
Question number two. Which first-round quarterback will throw for the most yards and TDs this year?
Michael Penix Jr. No.
Oh, my gosh. Don't let the folks hear that.
I've been a Jaden Daniels guy, if you've been listening, but I think the most ready guy to go day one is still Caleb Williams. So, and he's got weapons, man.
He does. He's got Keenan Allen and Roma Dunze on the outside. Yeah. Yeah,
they hooked him the blank up. They gave him every opportunity
to
be
the guy. We want you to succeed.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So I want it to be Jaden Daniels. I'm rooting for him because I think he's the next coming, and he's the guy I think the Falcons should have targeted, honestly. But, yeah, I think it's going to be Caleb. Boring answer, but I think that's what it is.
Who hits their next home run first?
Oh, God.
Austin Riley or Ronald Acuña Jr.?
Speaking of which, in about 10 minutes, you'll hear a great conversation Carl and I had yesterday with our Odyssey MLB insider, Rob Bradford, and he gives his take on this answer, but I'll give mine now. I think Olsen's the closest right now. He's been hitting. His swing is starting to look like his swing, I think, the most out of those guys. Austin's had a couple of hits lately too, but not the power. He had that triple in the game yesterday. I don't know what's up with Ronnie, man. I don't know.
Grant was on today. Grant said it's not an injury thing, but there's just something that's just he's stealing bases right now. You see the speed on the base pass, but it's just he made a comment about how Ronald is seeing more fastballs this year, and he hasn't quite adjusted yet to seeing all the fastballs he's seeing. So. I mean, at some point or another, if this guy is one of the best players in baseball, it's supposed to just kind of supposed to click, and it's supposed to happen. And then, hey, if they're throwing you fastballs all the time, man, and just that swing seems to be just behind right now. It hasn't quite caught up yet, and that's the part that worries me from a guy who is supposed to be a top two or three baseball player right now. So,
yeah, and I heard the morning shift this morning talking about maybe it's because he – missed some time in spring training. There's been a month's worth of games. Like, if you're not ripe by now, you would think that it's got to be at least in the very, very near future.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Ronnie's too good for this.
He is. All right, we're another week into the NBA offseason, so to speak, for the Hawks. The rest of the teams are playing, but the Hawks are just kind of they're Cancun-ing it. I think I saw Trey was in Oklahoma City at one point last week or so.
They should be used to it by now.
They should be used to it. Trae Young, this point right now, sir, Trae Young next year is a blank.
Equally frustrating player that averages 30 points a game but doesn't play defense.
Will he be doing that locally or someplace else?
I know.
Yes.
Right now, if I had to put an amount of money that mattered to me, I would say he gone. Because I just think you're going to get a lot more for him than DJ. And you know, like, guys, Oren, where is this team right now? I mean,
on vacation.
They're not close. Like, it's just there's no logical reason outside of season tickets and marketing to keep Trae on this team right now. You gotta blow. I'm just on team blow it up. I just am. It just doesn't work.
No, you're right.
It just doesn't work. Like, they tried and they got close, but they haven't sniffed it since. So. At this point, it's official that the Eastern Conference final season is the outlier, not the norm.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. All right, sir. Question number five. In writing these questions down, kind of had a thought.
Okay.
I'm writing these all in print, but I know how to write in cursive. So my question to you, sir, is writing in cursive overrated?
I think it's obsolete. I'll say that.
Okay.
Outside of a signature.
People don't really do that, but it was such a big deal in grade school that we were taught how to write in cursive.
Yeah, we spent entire semesters on it.
I rarely use it.
By the way, Oren, this is a self-admission, and not proud of it, but I have the worst handwriting you've ever seen in your entire life.
Well, I mentioned I was a server, sir, so at some point or another, we'll have a worst handwriting competition.
See, you know what's funny? I actually would have pictured you as a guy with immaculate handwriting.
In grade school, I got, if I got a satisfactory in handwriting, I got great marks and everything else. Except conduct and handwriting.
Conduct? You were a little troublemaker?
Not a trouble. I just talked. I would finish all my work early, look around, needed stuff to do. So I just was a talkative kid. But, yeah, conduct and handwriting, that's where I would perennially get bad marks.
Sounds like Lil Franklin's taken right after you.
Yeah, he does. Unfortunately.
All right, last one.
Last one. What are you doing this weekend, sir?
Okay, that's a good question. I am with you guys here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from 2 to 5 on Saturday. So tomorrow night won't be anything too fun because I never like to go too crazy the night before I'm hosting a show. So that leaves Sunday. Sunday is pretty much an open day. Braves, I think they play – is it Sunday night baseball or do they play a getaway game? Got to look that up. So I'll be watching the Braves and then – there's a couple of movies out I want to see that I just haven't gotten around to. So I think I'm going to probably tackle one of those. I'll go to the nice, because I live right around the block. So I'll go to the iPick here and I'll have myself a beverage and I'll probably watch a movie on Sunday, honestly. It's going to be, I know this is going to sound sacrilege, Oren. We're entering the period of the year where it gets to be too warm for me to like to do much outside for long periods of time.
It's fair. It's different down here. The southern summer.
So like my like sweet spot for going out in Atlanta is really like January through now. I find is like the time that somebody with my temperature and climate preference can do the most fun like outside stuff. Like go to all the parks and go on nice long walks and, you know, hit some music festivals and go to some outside breweries. Like in the middle of June and July, like I love all the breweries and all the places to go here on the Beltline in Atlanta. I don't want to sit outside, dude. Like I'm sticking to the chair. The sweat's dripping off the back of my neck. Like I'm just, as long as I live here, Oren, I will never get used to it.
I have a kid. And this is, you know, just because kids like doing, he likes doing things inside. He loves just being outside. So this will be the first summer where he'll be upright and able to walk around and do stuff during the summer. So that's going to be interesting. My son, who I'll have to lather in sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
And then have him just run around outside. And good news is he'll wear himself out and get tired, and maybe we'll have more. We'll be back to the 2 naps per day, or maybe even 3 naps per day. That'd be awesome,
too. Are
we doing
a little backyard pool situation?
We don't have a backyard pool. We have a splash pad.
Okay.
So the splash pad, but also he loves things with water. So if there's a puddle or something that just has to, like if he just sees water somewhere, if he knows there's a hose that sprays out water, then he's all about that. Like bath time has become a fun time in the house now.
Oh,
like
you gotta hit the sprinkler then.
The sprinkler. Oh, he'll run through that. But yeah, if it's water related, it's funny. We went to a pool party, not a pool party, excuse me, a birthday party, and it was older kids, like 8 and 9 year olds, and they had a bouncy house, but it had a slide that not a bouncy house, like an obstacle course thing, but it had a slide that went down into like a little pool area, and he saw the pool and he got real excited, and then a kid came down the pool. And the water splashed out and hit him in the face, and he was like, "Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'll watch them and I'll smile, but put me nowhere near that thing that just splashed cold water on my face."
That's a valuable life lesson, though. All right, great job. Appreciate it. Coming up next hour, we're going to do a PM power ranking. I was going to do this the other night, but I got bumped up to Dukes and Bell duty, so I saved it for tonight with O. I'm excited to do it. We got some good topics for you. Again, appreciate Abe Gordon for setting this topic up for the night show. He does his topics in a weird, wacky way. I don't ask him about it because I just do topics that are relevant in the sports media world with my man O. But coming up next, like I mentioned, Rob Bradford joins the show. Carl and I had a great conversation with him yesterday talking about the Braves and all things going on in baseball. So you seam heads coming your way next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever,
or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.